B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. The Fanatic.
Mike Missinelli Show. Oh, we had so many comments about yesterday's 5 o'clock hour. What happens to the people at the 5 o'clock hour? People ask me on Twitter all the time. I don't know. We just throw up our hands. We take the calls. We listen to what they had to say. We have no bearing on what we're going to hear. We just let it fly. That's why it's so entertaining. That's why it's must-listen radio. The 5 o'clock hour brought to us by Guided Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors. No money down. Up to 3 years to pay it off. Interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit GOGUIDA.com. Looks like it's going to be a great weekend, isn't it? Sunny both days.
Beautiful.
Saturday, Sunday.
Is it raining out right now?
It was raining earlier today. I got caught in the rain walking the doggy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was in the rain coming in. So now let me look.
It's supposed to have cleared up.
It's cloudy, but not supposed to rain anymore.
Brightly sunny tomorrow.
Oh, that's
81
good.
And 80 this weekend.
Yeah.
Woo! And low humidity. Right, so it shouldn't be an issue for the players. Because you don't want football to be too hot because then the players cramp up. Should be low humidity. Yeah. The players should be comfortable. And the fans, because you have your parka games. This is a shorts and a t-shirt game.
I think I'll go down to the store tomorrow and epoxy paint my garage floor.
Now, is that a self-leveling, that epoxy?
What do you mean self-leveling?
There's certain epoxies that when you do it, it self-levels the floor. But this is just a paint that goes over top.
Yeah, my floor's level.
Okay. Really living on the edge, just, Mike. Slow
just,
down over there.
It's
just wild weekend ahead.
Well, no. You see, I go down and I'm supposed to play golf tomorrow at the wee hours.
Okay.
You got to get up early, man.
Yeah, it's a 7:10 tee off time.
Ew.
Hey, what's up with that?
Saturday.
I don't know. We get this thing where it's the tees are blocked off for a certain, there's the club championship or whatever. So you play before they go out. So the only tee times are early. So, but anyway, I shoot down there afterwards, and you roll out the epoxy paint, Nat.
I don't even know what that is.
It's epoxy paint. It hardens the garage floor. You know how it's concrete.
Is that like a smooth brush thing? Is that that brush thing?
No.
Yeah, I do it with a roller.
Okay.
You do it with a roller, and then it puts on a finish that is resistant to mildew and better to clean.
Now, are you going to shower after this, or are you going to be one with the beach again?
I think it'd be nice.
You can go to the beach.
I think I might be grody. I think it's a grody weekend. Get all paint splashed up. Get all nasty. Go to the beach.
Leave some on your hands.
Bathe in the salt water.
There you go.
Yes. Oh, real fast, Mike. Uh-huh. During the games, make sure you listen to Pat Egan and I for the Green Zone. So
watch the
game, but turn the sound down. Turn on 97.5 The Fanatic, the Green Zone.
Correct. The Green Zone will be on during the game
so you can
react to the game with Tyrone and Pat Egan.
And Natalie makes her debut on Sunday with the big news.
That is correct.
The Birds Outsiders.
The post-game show.
Yep.
Yeah.
Birds Outsiders. And it's Natalie with who else on that show?
Jason Ashworth.
Jason Ashworth. Jason was the guy who, a long time ago, won a contest.
Yeah.
He won his own show on this radio station.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that was, I read 2011 to 2013.
I know exactly where he did it, too. It was at a bar in Jenkintown. We were on remote.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, that's
funny.
And
there were two finalists.
Yeah.
And they both came on, and we had to decide between the two.
Yeah.
And he won a Kia. And the chance to host a show for the year, at least on a Kia for a year, and a slot on the weekends.
That's a pretty good.
It was pretty good.
Pretty good.
A couple times.
Yeah, it's a pretty good contest we had going back.
Yeah, and the other co-host is Roy Burton.
Who's Roy?
So
nice
Roy,
guy.
Yeah, Roy was a writer, a Sixers writer for a while, and he's been a writer for the Broad Street Line, I think it's called, for 9 years.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, and he's done work previously with other NBC Sports Philadelphia shows when they were Comcast Network.
Well, I'm looking forward to his debut.
Me too.
All right.
So we'll be down at the tailgates and stuff too ahead of the game, greeting and saying hello and introducing ourselves. So.
All right, fantastic. I've had the wrong nickname for Cesar all day.
I honestly didn't know which one it was. What is he?
He's not Compa H.
What is he?
He's Cesita. How could I forget Cesita? It's one of my favorite nicknames.
Yeah, you're good about the Cesita.
I forgot about Cesita.
That's better.
It is. That is a better name.
Better nickname.
All right, let's go Mo in Jersey. What's up, Mo? Hey, Mo. Hey, Mo!
Yeah.
What's up, Mo? Turn your radio off, brother. Come on.
What's up?
You got to turn the radio off before you come on the air.
I did. I turned the radio off.
All right, good deal. What are you, what's on your mind?
You don't think he was going to get hurt this year?
Who, Carson?
Yeah.
I have no idea, but I'm hoping that he doesn't get hurt. I think that he has learned a little bit more about taking hits, I would hope, and that would lessen the chances that he gets hurt.
I know. I don't know. I just had this.
You're afraid. You're afraid he's brittle. You're afraid he's injury prone, aren't you?
Yes, yes. I've been watching football since 1980, dude.
All the way back to 1980?
You know how many times this guy's made me cry?
For you.
Yeah, listen, just because he's been hurt a couple times doesn't mean that he's consistently going to get hurt.
Yeah, I know, but he's like...
You got to look at the bright side of it.
He got to stay in the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
He can't run like a wild man.
Exactly. I think he knows that. I think he's different. His body's different. He's leaner. I think he's smarter. And you can't go into this season thinking he's going to get hurt. You got to go in with the supreme optimism.
Oh my God. I can't wait to Sunday come. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, I lose
my voice on Sundays.
Uh-huh.
I'm a diehard Eagles fan. I don't know.
Beautiful. All right, so what do you think? Carson not getting hurt, what do you think happens this year? What is this season for you?
I think we're going to Super Bowl again. I know you're not a Nick Foles fan, but I thought we were going to Super Bowl that year. But when that guy dropped the ball in New Orleans, and you remember, that pass was across the middle, hit his hands, and he dropped that ball.
Yeah.
And he started crying on the field to Nick Foles, and you knew who it was, and he's still on the team. You remember that?
No. Well, somebody dropped the pass?
In the fourth quarter, it was across the middle.
No, I'm just messing with you. We know that Alshon dropped the pass.
I know you know. I'm a Nick Foles fan, too. I mean, I thought he wasn't going to bring us there. I thought he would never bring us there. I said, look at this guy, and he did it. So,
well, there you go.
And I'm glad we went to the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? I think this year, yes, 100%, as long as you don't get hurt.
All right, you sounded a little nervous, Mo, to be honest with you. You sounded a little sheepish about Carson. Bernie, Minersville, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Bernie.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
What's up, Bernie?
Hey, I just wanted to say, sorry I missed a part of the segment with Brian Westbrook, but you really touched on something when you were saying, hey, we got to get that guy on TV a little more.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed the last 10 minutes of your segment there where you're going back and forth on Antonio Brown thing.
Yeah.
And someone out there got to get Brian on TV.
He is on TV. I mean, he's on the NFL Network.
He is on the NFL
Network. Or no, where is he? NBC? What is it? What is he on? CBS Sports something? He's on the afternoon, doesn't he? Doesn't he do TV in the afternoons? Brian? You don't know Tyra, do you? He does. He does TV.
He does do TV. Uh-huh. I'm thinking more on the national level, doing actual games.
Oh, you as know, far I as really a commentator, like a commentator for a game.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that would be his next step. I think, you know, he would be good at that.
I really enjoy listening to him, and I think a lot of other people would, too. Honest to God, I really think he should
Fox
be.
Fox Sports 1, that's what he's on. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I don't catch Fox Sports 1 too often, but I would like to see him on some national broadcast doing the TV game, the football games on TV.
Gotcha.
All right. Hey, have a great weekend.
All right, buddy. You got it. Okay. Thanks, Bernie. Let's go. Doug in Quakertown. Doug, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Doug.
How you doing?
What's up, Doug?
Okay, I got two questions. One you may think is really silly, but I'm going to ask it anyway. I got a movie for you after that. The first question is, I haven't really been following this Antonio Brown thing or whatever. What did he actually do?
What did he actually do?
Yeah,
you want the whole history of it?
Like he, no, not he, the whole.
What he did was he got fined for all the past discretions, and then he got into a shouting match on the field in front of teammates with general manager Mike Mayock, in which case he threatened to punch him in the head and call him a cracker.
All right, well, as a guy you want off your team, I'll tell you that. You don't want your how good he is. You don't want a guy like that around.
You don't. Well, guess what? They need him. So, like, how's it going? How's it going to benefit them? What's that?
I said it's a catch 22, man.
Yeah, it is. But see, the problem is they knew that he was kind of crazy, and they went out and got him anyway, and they gave him this big contract. So at that point, you got to learn how to manage a live wire like that. And I don't think they've done a good job managing an insane guy. He's definitely wrong. I'm not trying to stick up for him, but he's nuts. So exactly. What are you expecting from a nutty guy? Nutty behavior.
Exactly. Well, my other question is this. Yeah, you're right. I agree with you 100%. You know, they just didn't handle him properly.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, this is a question I have. You may think it's a little silly. As bad as the sport football has gotten in terms of brutality, I mean, injuries are so bad, you could lose a whole team the way it's gotten.
Mm-hmm.
All the protection we give quarterbacks because we know the damage you can do, the concussion, that can happen. Then I heard him talking about the Eagles that could murder Case Keenum. I mean, they have the Redskins have a terrible offensive line. Our front defensive line is monsters. Do you think there's ever a time or it'll ever be set up with maybe where refs will go, enough, get them off the field, you're killing them? Do you think that could ever come to play? You know what I mean? A quarterback. I mean, can you beat them up so bad where somewhere along the line they're going to say, hey, you got to get this guy off the field?
Well, I'm missing something here. Are you saying in football?
Yes, I'm saying in football. I may be silly, but like in boxing, you beat the hell of a boxer too bad the ref comes in and stop it. If this guy gets killed, I mean, he's just getting dropped all over the place. I know it's not going to happen, but I'm asking, in the future, do you ever think something like that could occur?
No, because they have enough penalties that prevent that kind of roughing up of a quarterback.
Yeah, but if they hit them fair, they can rough them up pretty hard without getting any penalties.
Really can't. You can't rough up a quarterback and not get a penalty. You can't land on top of them. That's a penalty. You can't lead with your head. You can't go overboard. They protect the quarterback.
Well, but one hit at a time, legally, about two or three quarters, and this guy can be beat up bad.
Yeah.
All right, so here's my movie for you. Here's my movie for you.
All right.
I don't know if you've ever seen it, but it's a great movie. It was Edward Norton. American History X.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah. Great movie.
It was all right.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, the guy was a racist skinhead. And he spent 10 minutes in prison, and he came out reformed. Come on, you expect me to buy that?
Come on.
That's the only thing I didn't buy about them. It's a good movie. It's interesting. But it's like he went from A to Z.
With the quickness.
Right, come on.
I wouldn't have believed him when he got out.
Like, what converted him? Because he had that little friend in the laundry? Like, that took away years of skinhead philosophy and white supremacy?
Wait, wasn't there was an assault in that joint, wasn't there?
Sure was.
There was an assault.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he left the Brotherhood in prison.
Yeah.
Because he learned the error of his ways by making the friend in the laundry. One black person that he ever came up against reformed his whole mindset.
Yeah, I don't think that
it was. It was an okay movie. It was a little far-fetched.
Yeah, the 5 o'clock hour never fails, by the way.
Never.
Because now you got...
It always delivers.
Now, here's what has already happened. They have those independent concussion doctors now.
Mm-hmm.
So if a guy took a hit, a clean sack, and they saw the guy's head hit the turf, for example.
Yes.
That doctor would pull him, not the ref. The doctor would put him in the protocol sooner than... During Buddy Ryan's time, you couldn't put a bounty on a guy and sack Troy Aikman 13 times because they're probably going to pull him off. And Aikman definitely had a concussion in that game, and no one checked for him.
Mm-hmm.
But the ref's not going to do that. the independent doctor would flag him and make him go under that tent.
Yeah. All right. I want to mention this because this is a great cause and it's happening tomorrow. From 2 o'clock to 3:30, if you live out there in Deptford, New Jersey, that area, New Jersey, or even if you don't, you travel because it's a great cause. The Deptford Mall Center Court will have Nelson Aguilar in a family football fun day. Nelson will be there, and there'll be activities for kids. The Eagles cheerleaders will be there. There'll be live entertainment, prizes, and much more. That's tomorrow, 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Deptford Mall Center Court Family Fun Day. And the proceeds that are gained in this event will benefit, and I know you know this now very well, the Cadence Corner Foundation. Cadence Corner is dedicated to the protection of children innocently involved in domestic custody challenges. Was that tragic story of the little girl, Caden Mancuso, who was murdered and by the ex-husband, and he wound up killing himself. So that'll benefit that cause, and it'll be at the Deptford Mall tomorrow. So if you're out that way, it'd be a nice nice time for the family.
That's great.
Yes. So hopefully a lot of people get out there for that. All right, let's go to Ron in Allentown. Ron, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ron.
Hey, Mike.
What's up, Ron?
Well, the Phillies are going to walk into a buzzsaw with the Mets and stuff.
Well, they're already in a buzzsaw. So I don't know what more of a buzzsaw they need.
No, I was thinking about, you know, the rotation and what they ought to do this year. I see more position players pitching.
You wouldn't mean, like, meaning who?
Position players. People who play in the outfield.
Yeah, well, there have been a lot of bad scores, and they don't want to use up their pitchers. Here's the problem. The starters in this day and age, unless you're a premier starter, only get you through five innings. So you have to overuse your bullpen. When you overuse your bullpen, you get waxed. You don't want to overuse your bullpen in a game where you're getting waxed. So you throw a position player in there. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. It kind of cheats the game, but I can see why they do it.
Well, here's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about, instead of the bullpen rotating, rotate the whole team? And then you do like a Saturday night third quarter race, you invert the start. Pitcher goes first. What do you think about that?
I don't know. What do you mean you invert the team? What does that mean?
Well, it's like you never went to a stock car race or a dirt track race?
Well, how does it apply? Give me the specifics on how it would apply in baseball. You weren't very clear on that.
That, like, the pitcher lead off.
Yeah. Why would you do that? What benefit would it be?
Well, because the later innings, the other guys, they get to come up and win the game for you.
But at the start of the game, you get your pitcher at the top of the order who's going to get a lot of at bats. What makes sense about that?
Doesn't matter
because
you still got a bat anyway.
Oh, God. Please, can somebody save me? No. Hey, I thought we were going to get through a clean week here.
What did you say your horoscope said today? I overheard you. Telling Ty.
My horoscope.
What did it say?
My horoscope said that I will have some interesting conversations today.
Just today?
Well, today.
In particular.
Yeah, it wasn't that specific. It just said I would have some very unusual conversations.
Spot on.
Yeah, how about that?
Invert, so make the pitcher lead off, then the A hole two, dude, seven hole three.
Seriously, you want to try to examine this?
I
like they do in stock car race. Somebody help me.
And they don't do that in stock car racing, by the way.
Please.
They don't do that in stock car racing. They qualify, and the fast car starts in the front.
I'm going to make myself a nice dinner. I'm going to get out of bed, get up early, play a little golf, go to the shore, do some work. I was trying to get into this weekend with a cushion.
I would say no.
Vicente on a cell. Yo, Vicente.
Hola, amigo.
Hola, amigo Vicente.
Hey, I was thinking of calling you yesterday. However, I was far away in Clearfield, in the boys, you know, in the west, by the mountain.
You were in Deerfield?
No, Clearfield.
Clearfield, what? Clearfield, Pennsylvania?
Correct.
Oh, okay.
I was for business. So a couple of friends called me up. They were expecting to hear me calling you on the trivia question on Wednesday. But I was like, you know, I work. I couldn't, you know.
That's all right. You're on now, buddy.
Yeah, that's the reason why I called today. I just came back from the trip. It's like 4-hour trip. Anyway, I was thinking of asking you. My father just turned. He was 45 years old. You know,
mm-hmm.
The day that. Hello. Hello.
Yes. We got you, Sandy. Go ahead, buddy.
Okay. My father was 45 years old the day that Mr. Brian Westbrook was born.
Uh-huh.
And it just happened a couple of days ago, on September 1st.
Yes.
So how old is Mr. Brooks? Mr. Brian Brooks, Brian Westbrook.
Uh-huh.
How old?
Yeah.
You love me.
All right.
Wait a second. I want to tell you, I'm so excited because we finally unwrapped our weapon. You know, Carson Wentz. We took all the bubble wrap around him.
Yes, we did.
Correctamundo.
Correctamundo, Vicente. Yeah.
We're going to use him.
Yes.
It's a team built for sustained success. We're going to be at the Super Bowl, guaranteed.
All right, Vicente, 5 o'clock hours, he even turned Vicente goofy.
I think he I think he was trying to wish his father a happy 80.
Oh, he was.
Yes, so he was 45.
Feliz cumpleaños to his papa.
Yeah, because his father was 45 when Westbrook was born. Westbrook just turned 40. Okay. His wife threw a big bash for him last weekend that somehow none of us got invited to. And then, so that means his father's 85.
Okay, so Senor Vicente Senior.
Mm-hmm.
Is his name Vicente too?
I don't know, I'm assuming.
Vicente Senior.
Vicente Senior.
Senor.
Senor Vicente Senior.
Okay.
Is 85. So, happy birthday. Feliz cumpleaños. A ti.
A ti.
Yes. All right. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll salvage the rest of this show right here. 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
All right, time for the final Twitter poll right here with Natalie Aganoff, brought to us by Paul B. Moyer & Sons. Attention all landscapers, if you're looking to repower a zero turn or a walk behind mower, Moyer has the best deals around for an engine replacement in stock. Visit PaulBMoyer.com for details. Nat.
Thanks, Mike. We have over 1,000 votes on today's poll. By how much will the Eagles win this Sunday? 57% say 10 or more, 28% say 7 to 10, 8% say 3 to 6, and still 7% believe that they will lose.
All righty. By the way, I heard two shows today talk about the quarterbacks didn't play in preseason, and look how they came out. I think it's Amir Kennard, a provocation. Who said that in the movie?
I don't know.
That was in The Natural, The Judge. In this darkened room. That's a mere canard.
Yeah, I agree with you, by the way.
Why? It's a canard.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I don't think you can take one game and then decide that's how it's going to be for everybody.
Exactly. Plus, it was just convenient.
And the Bears defense might do that to a lot of people, preseason or not. They're really good on defense.
Yes.
And that quarterback stinks, the Bears quarterback. Mm-hmm. And he's going to stink against a bunch of teams.
Yes. You know, I was really questioning the country's leadership until I read a story today that Donald Trump Jr. is going to run for president in 2024. So if we could just hold on for 5 more years, because apparently this guy appeals to the everyman. And the story says that he touts Rust Belt values. He lived in the Rust Belt through his formative years, he said. Now, he means what he means by that is that for a time period of not being raised in a Manhattan penthouse owned by his father, he actually attended the Hill School in the working class town of Pottstown, PA.
You're kidding.
Where he learned Rust Belt values.
Hmm.
Now, mind you, the Hill School's tuition.
How much is it?
For high school. High school now is $62,000.
For high school?
That's
for,
all?
For high school.
A year?
Yes. And that what? Is that is approximately $16,000 more than the median household income in Pottstown of $45,634. So while he was living in this isolated campus while his old man was paying $62,000 a year, he learned about Rust Belt values. So I'm encouraged for 2024. Are you?
You know...
Well, hold on.
You know what? I think... You know what is interesting about that? I think he actually thinks that that's Rust Belt values.
It is. So
he legitimately thinks that he's like, that that's what life is like.
What brings me to my question. If his father was paying $62,000, that means that his classmates' parents also paid that, right?
Yeah.
So therefore, there is no way in HE double hockey sticks he actually went to school with even one kid from the Rust Belt, huh?
Right. He was going to high school with guys like Squee and Corbin. Right?
Yes.
And they were pounding brewskis.
Yeah, there was no regular Pauls,
right.
Regular Johns.
Yes.
Bob.
Regular Joes.
Yes. So he too could grow up to be Judge Beercan. Bill in Jersey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Bill.
Hey, Mike.
What's up, Bill?
Great show. Not much, man. I just wanted to kind of clarify something here. I haven't been listening all day, but I get your face-to-face thing with the Antonio Brown thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a nice thing to do, but I think it's mandatory that the NFL has to send that letter out anyway. So...
Whatever it is, they handle it poorly. Right. When you're dealing with an insane guy, like there's no way I can sit here and defend how Oakland handled it because he's insane.
Right. He had posted a letter, which was the worst.
Right. Like, what do you think is going to be his reaction to that? Like, he's going to be a choir boy about it? He's already shown you he's a nutbag.
Right. But that's all I really wanted to say. Great show. Right. I like your crew.
All right, thank you very much. People don't get the wrong idea. I'm not supporting Antonio Brown. I knew that T.O. was an essential component for this particular Eagles team. The Eagles tried to treat T.O. like he was normal. When you try to do that, the guy goes nuts on you because he is nuts. So they decided that T.O. was going to conform when they should have known he wasn't. And because they handled it poorly, what happened? T.O. was here a short period of time, and the team suffered because of it. Keith in Scranton, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Keith.
Yo, Mike, how you doing?
What's up, Keith?
Hey, what do you think about Dougie's decision not to suspend Bradham? You agree?
No, I think he should have been suspended.
How many games you think?
One.
One full game?
Yep.
You think that's a Kapler effect? If he didn't, now that he's not going
well,
to?
They're not very deep at linebacker, so I think they in their head, they justified the whole thing. I mean, you know, for a guy not to respond to people that are calling and say, where are you? We're ready to leave for New York. I mean, that's just foul. Like, they're going to fine him, I guess, but I think the only thing that gets guys to listen is take playing time away from him, and I think Oakland should suspend this dude, too.
Well, yeah, I mean, listen, it's next man up. Just because they're thin at linebacker doesn't mean you can't hold them accountable.
Yeah, you know what?
If they were playing
the Patriots, I'm going to have a different view. Since they're playing Washington, their 10-point favorite, I probably would have gotten away with the suspension.
No way. Doesn't matter.
It's like college teams suspending their quarterback for the first three games when they play the Sisters of the Poor.
Yeah.
Hey, we suspended them.
All right, Mike. Have fun for sure, man.
All right, man. You got it. By the way, I just want to mention one little thing before you get out of here and go to a lady showed up today, Natalie.
Where?
A lady showed up at the office today, at the station.
She did?
And she brought this.
What?
She said, I wanted to show Mike whether this is the pod that's dropping from his tree. Now, we've already talked about what the pod is. But she said, he's saying, this is the pod that falls from my
tree. It unleashes this nut.
Yes. This is the sweet gum tree pod.
I've seen many of those
right,
in my life.
Right, this is not the pod that I have. I have a beech nut pod.
No, and
we've already talked about this, but the lady was sweet enough to show up with a pod.
Wow.
Saying, I get these pods, this is what's falling from Mike's tree, and it's a sweet gum tree, but it's not.
Well, because your pods don't have that little stem, right?
No, they don't have a stem, but they're not round either.
No, they're football shaped.
Right. But that was sweet of the lady.
That's so nice.
To bring me a pod.
Do you think she was in the neighborhood, or did she drive from like a distance?
I don't know. I didn't get the details on how far she came.
Was that all that she brought?
Did she work at a local business, or did she drive 20 minutes?
I don't know. She brought me a lovely pod.
Did she leave it for you, or did you see it?
She left it. Tina brought it into me.
And said, this woman dropped this pod off at the front desk.
Yes.
Hmm.
Wow.
She might want to get the draws.
The what?
Ty!
She's like, what do I want to do? What?
Get the
drive. Ty.
What? I'm not driving a pod anywhere without wanting to get the drive.
She's trying to help me with my pod problem.
I think she wants to help you with another problem.
No, she left. She dropped the pod off and left.
Yeah, she's got to be mysterious. We'll see her again.
Frank and Delco, you're 97.5 for now. Hold on. Right, Frank, we got to take a break. I thought we were going to take one more call. Are we good today with sound off calls?
Right. Yeah, it's always about the number of sound off calls. Yeah, we're good.
All right. Sound off next. Wrapping up the week right here. 97.5, the Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic. It's time for you to sound off.
Sound off. You got a beef with me? What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
You know, now that he's a member of the Fanatic family, is it disrespectful for us to keep running the number five always love you?
Huh.
I don't know, is it? He's a member of the fam now.
But it's so... All right. For every one person that wants us to change the sound off over, we get 100 that say leave it.
Well, I'm just saying with the latest circumstance of five joining the team.
Well...
You know, we play it to mock him, even though he said it to be earnest.
Yeah, but just so you know, though, if we change that, we got to change the whole thing. We can't just change that one part.
Oh, yeah.
We can beep through it if that's what you want.
Yeah,
we can do that.
No, I like it. All right, it's 617-779-7705. Let's see, we had to wrap up the week.
This whole thing about the jersey is ridiculous to me. You got a guy in the Phillies bullpen who's pretty much pittered away the season, and we're talking about Nick Foles' jersey. It makes no sense to me. I think people can wear whatever they want down there.
Yeah, well, you would be wrong. So, let's move on to the next one. You can't wear a Foles jersey this year. It's disrespectful to your starting quarterback who's on a mission to take you to a Super Bowl. I'm sorry. It's fundamental. It's right versus wrong.
Before everybody starts freaking out and going, oh, my God, you know how important preseason play is. Look how horrible last night's game was. Keep a couple things in mind.
The Green Bay Packers have a totally new coach, and Aaron Rodgers is learning something new. And Aaron Rodgers doesn't really have that much talent on that offense. Mitch Trubisky sucks.
What is the story? It was the defense last night, and they rallied around the family with a pocket full of shells, Tyrone. Mike Pettine Jr. getting Buddy Ryan love last night.
Look at that.
Everybody to hoist him on the shoulders like Buddy in the old days.
Hey, work. Collinsworth was over the top last night, by the way, about everything.
Hey, I wasn't really, I looked in on the game, I actually watched the Phillies replay.
Because you didn't get to really
watch it.
Didn't get
to watch it because we were on remote.
Yeah.
Kapler's got to pack his bags. Vitalico is an excellent choice. He's a combination of the discipline and fire of Larry Bowen, the intellect and play the game the right way of Terry Francona, plus his own spin. So let's get this guy in here for next year.
Dave's kind of a strange guy because yesterday he brought us a newspaper of Ricky Vitalico blowing a save in a Curt Schilling outing.
Yeah, and a funny headline, yeah.
And so he counters by giving him a little, you know, boost on sound off. Dave's hard to figure.
Dave don't have no black card. He's just calling up. He's always trying to impress. If you got a black card, you don't have to announce it to the world that you have one. Why would you do that?
Somebody mocking. You think it was a fish story that Dave gave the black? Dave looked like a black American Express guy?
I mean, he's always throwing around, you know, the lavish parties. So he lives in Rittenhouse.
I think he's got some money.
Where's he get his scratch?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Have we ever asked him what he does for a living?
I look at him like Kramer from Seinfeld. Well, you don't know, but he can afford a New York apartment. Well,
yeah, well, we'll see.
I think he has.
Next time he comes on the air, we're going
to
grill him.
You have to ask him.
I'll ask him.
But bottom line is, I don't care about the Nick Foles jersey. I'll never wear the Nick Foles jersey. You know what I mean? I appreciate what he did. People loved him. My son was born 36 hours before we re-signed him back in whatever, before he went 27-2, and I said he had a weak arm, and he's a second-string quarterback. He's a backup quarterback. That's what he is. What he always will be.
No, he's a starter. He's going to start for Jacksonville. I'm not trying to downplay what he did. What he did was significant. What I'm merely saying, and you can keep the jersey for the rest of your life. It's a tribute jersey to a guy who was a Super Bowl winning quarterback. I'm just saying it's bad form to show up with it in game one or any game this year, coming off of where Carson Wentz has to be the starter to take him to a Super Bowl. I just think it's disrespectful.
I would like to give a shout-out to all the GMs, to all the head coaches, to all the fans that believe you shouldn't play your stars in preseason games. Well, last night, that's what you got. You got stars that suck.
One game. Mere coincidence.
Somebody needs to call out the NFL. It's bad enough that in the preseason they don't play their stars. There's no continuity, so they rip you off in the preseason games, and now the start of the season, these guys weren't ready to play. That football is flop, and guess what? It's going to continue this weekend.
Well, suppose it doesn't. Now, you're going to call up and say, I'm sorry? Suppose there's great football this weekend. It has nothing to do with they didn't play in preseason. Then what are you going to say? You got to wait. You got to wait for a weekend of games before you make this call.
Well, Kapler blew another one. Old Einstein goes to work. Uses 9 pitchers for 10 innings and 1 batter. Way to waste your bullpen game. A third of an inning, 5 pitches, 2/3 of an inning, 9 pitches. Come on. Get with it, Kapler.
Well, he's going righty-lefty, righty-lefty. He likes to go righty-lefty, righty-lefty. So he's going to use up a bunch of guys. Right? And you thought his major scar was using Pavetta.
I thought that was a mistake.
No, it could be. Yeah, you know, at this point, who cares? Close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are they looking
at? Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 6. 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
Good riddance. See you later.
All right, that was Sound Off. Coming up next is the Fanatic Baseball Show right here at 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philly. Stay tuned for Quick Slants. Have a great weekend, everybody. Talk to you Monday after an Eagles game.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.